Ion is the Jordan River, like the Great Divide, like the Mississippi. So the land masses are going to be stitched together? Are you suggesting that they...
It won't be long until the desert sands will bloom with every marvelous and wonderful form of greenery that any jungle has ever known.
How many moons?
Burning desert. We say it already is. To us,
thanks,
it already is. It's old.
Thanks to me.
It's past time. Yeah, Bob's where you can drop your offerings to. Bob.
Bob's going to take another 40 years.
Yeah, but that's not something that he's done. That's a complaint. That's not a benefit. We're not proud of him that it took him 40 years to go to do on a three-day journey. He took the long way home.
Will all bodies of water on the 33rd parallel change that way?
All bodies of water everywhere will.
Are there any rivers that will act as a great divide like the Jordan and the Mississippi?
Eagles, Providence. Mm-hmm.
Where is that located?
Eagles, the band.
Providence, Rhode Island, sir. Okay, I got you.
The last resort. Eagles, last resort. We would have it play, but we don't have control of things anymore.
Our Savior went one day, and we read that John the Baptist met him there. When John baptized Jesus in Jordan's rushing waters, the mighty power of God filled the air. I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan.
Gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan. And let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
King Naaman was stricken with dreaded leprosy, and he sent for the man of God to pray. But Elijah said to Naaman, go dip yourself in Jordan, let the cool waters wash your spots away. So he went right down
to the river of Jordan.
He went right
in the rushing water.
He dipped himself
in the river of Jordan, and the cool waters made him whole.
Mighty river I may never see, but I'll find myself an altar in an old-fashioned church. My river of Jordan, that will be. I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan.
Gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
I'm on my way
to the river of Jordan.
Gonna wade right
in the rushing water.
I'm going down
to the river of Jordan, and let the cool waters cleanse my soul.
That's wonderful. Now, if y'all are looking for that, it's in 2 Kings chapter 5.
That's what I want to ask about.
We know. Imagine that.
I know. Thank you, Ion. I want to make that clear to Bob as well.
Oh, you're trying to convince Bob. Well, there's your trouble right
no,
there.
No, I'm trying to convince Bob that I do have a point and that Ion does know.
Lord have mercy. Isn't it wonderful?
I'm listening.
Then that song there, they're saying Elijah said to go down to the river, and he was asked to pray, and he said, no, I don't have to do that.
Wait. So are we.
Nice.
And we can spend 1,000 years babbling about bullshit or play one little song that stops everybody and go, wait a second, that's Ricky Skaggs. What a ridiculous sounding person to sing something. And all of a sudden, the words all of a sudden start to make a bit of sense. Look here how they want to clean the soul. Apparently, you need a cleaner. The soul needs a cleaner. If everything was realized and created, you wouldn't even need a soul, so you can wash it all, get it all done. If everything is done, then we can go to the beach. You don't have to worry about all this mess.
When you say everything's done, what's everything?
All your unrealized creation. If everything you ever desired to be done was done, you'd be done. Now, when do you run out of things to be done? Well, Bob says when you figure those things out, then you want to undo those things and redo the new things. Because if you could really, 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 really get a house without a mortgage, then you'd have a bigger house. Then you want a smaller house till another house, till a bigger house, to a gold house, to a purple house, so to a big house. So the River Jordan is very specific of where it is geographically located. Midia is there. Bob has done a great deal of geography with us, but he won't do it now because he kind of sucks at geographic direction. But he's real good at the information, and he actually has it, and he'll play like he doesn't know what. We've never talked about this before. It's not in the Thompson Quadrant, and I don't know anything about this. That's interesting, but I've never heard it before. He's like, yes, he has. He's gone to great detail regarding it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. He knows who the king of Abram is.
Midia City.
This is not Midia. It comes from Midia. We're getting you back to God. Hold on. We got this. Y'all ready? Better just mute it all, Bob. This is distracting.
Yeah, mute everybody. Hey, Aaron, you got a question before we go to this mute?
Yes, I would like to ask him if he can talk about the tattooed princess that they found in the thaws of Siberia.
Yes.
Is she from now or then, or did they put them there last week or what? She's supposedly a very ancient princess of the steppes of Siberia. And just like the Iceman, she was found in the thawing tundra there. And she has very interesting tattoos on her and all kinds of interesting things from the past.
Yeah, what is this?
It's a princess that was put in a grave with 4 or 5 of her horses. And she has amazing tattoos on her body.
Hmm.
Is that an interesting culture for us to look into, or can she tell us something from where she's been?
Well, yeah.
Is she from now or then?
Then.
Which then?
The one coming.
Is there something she can guide us in when that is coming?
Do you see the tattoos?
I don't have them in front of me at this moment.
Okay. The monkey tail on the back that curls is a direction of where you fall from. And if you count the number of dots along the spine, that'll give you the lineup of how the DNA actually falls. And if you pull to the leg, you can see the way the inside of the marrow changes. And on the left arm, falls the asp. There's an asp, the head, and that chain.
Asp? I don't understand.
Asp is a snake. Serpentina.
Yeah, serpentina.
Mm-hmm. And then the lion... They have the lion and the lamb. If you can find the lamb, that's key. You have to look for the lamb.
Yeah, it's the lamb and that blood.
Yes, very good. There's a song. Bob, go to your log and go to the blood that gives me strength. It will never lose its power. Do that one, Bob. That's key for right now.
Hey,
okay,
I will,
before you ask the question about the tattoo lady, you were going to talk about something?
Yes.
Are you going to talk about what you're going to talk about?
Are there factors we're not considering, Ian, for the reason we're not hearing and asking you? What factors are we not considering about why you're not telling us?
If you stop the question because you're interested in the topic, tell us the topic, and we'll talk about any topic you want to talk to. You get to drive this. You get to say how it goes.
Come on, Barbara.
The shit that you're not going
to
give is the shit, the same shit that you got that you couldn't get from the get-go. Because you're getting the get-go, the shit you're going to get from the get-go. Because the number's going to be the top. Because you're going to get that shit. You've got to have an answer. The answer is going to be the shit. You've got to have an answer. You've got to have an answer. You've got to have an answer. You've got to See? L-tryptophan.
You're on there, stoned on tryptophan, Dion?
The answer to the question was L-tryptophan.
Did you notice Carol that turned into hologramic tones? He became a tape recorder sounding thing. It was actually quite mechanical. That proved I was on tape. Is on tape, and we just spent the tape on it.
Yeah. Bob has decided that we are not physical. We're the mechanical bride that won't fuck.
Couldn't take a
joke. Amazing how accurate I can be sometimes.
Hey, Ion, you talked about before about reparations and that Jesus was symbolic of reparations. Are you still there?
No, we're not.
Okay,
Bob went to the beach about an hour ago. Now you get little Ion. You had big Ion. Now you're going to have little Ion. Okay.
Okay, here's my question. You talked about reparations, and then you've mentioned before about polypeptide bonds that have been created and that we've created them and mixed, and that need to be, my question is, they need to be undone, correct? And is that part of what lysine is all about? Is lysine an amino acid that is significant in breaking down polypeptide bonds and also building them up to make the reparations in the blood?
That's right. But now the reparations are not for the blood. The reparations are for the body. We say your blood is already perfect. We say your lymphatic system is already in place. We say if there's something that had to be done for you all to ascend, you'd be screwed. Your body is perfect. The only reason that things fall off your body and your teeth rot out of your head and your hair falls out of you, you lose hair, you don't want hair to grow, and you grow hair, you don't want hair to grow. So, you know, it grows on your butt and won't grow on your head, but then it starts off just the opposite of that. So it kind of rolls that way. But the only reason you're having those issues is because of the fallen state. The only reason. There would be no issue except for the fallen state. See, that's why we have zero patients. And we love our Dr. Dean more than words, and she vicariously lives her life helping these ridiculous little people. It's the most astounding thing you ever seen, with nothing but utter love and compassion for these ridiculous little people that ought to be just pushed in a big old hole. But now I guess we would be a proponent of Auschwitz, though, because after a little while, it's kind of like, you want to get in bondage here, just get in the hole. You know, cowboy foreplay, get in the truck. You know? but beyond that, the point is, once you come back to that your body is perfect, then all those issues go away. See, all those go away. Now, she has got the magic formula. It's even getting more magic. That's helping people feel a little taste of perfection. They get just a little bit of how their body's supposed to work. Just a little bit of how good it could be. And then, of course, they want more, 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 more. But they start off at some level that, you know, just so your gut doesn't hurt or your head doesn't feel like you'd be better to sever it from your body. From the migraines or the headache bullshit or tachycardia or all these other maladies that you make up as you go along. But she so blessedly helps them little ones and tells them to go get in the River Jordan and get them some magnesium, and they might feel better till they can do better. So we honor and appreciate that very much. We find it a fool's errand. We would never do it, but she is, and it's working out okay, just because that's her position, to make sure that if the only reason they didn't sin, it's their own choice, not because she didn't tell them. Not our job, but we're happy to say ascend. And we help, but not because we have to. She's compelled, happily so.
So when you say that we're already perfect, that means we already have the 144,000 double helix strands of DNA?
You can,
we
just, yeah.
And we're not allowing them to...
Well, let's blame it on the soul. Let's blame it on the soul. Let's say your soul hasn't checked it off that ascension is nigh. Let's say the soul says, oh, no, you can't figure that out. That's way too high, man. Who the hell do you people think you are coming here like you're talking like grown people, like you own something, like you driving something, like you know something, like you know, no, hold on. Then you got the dark soul running around here, too. Don't forget that. It's always looking to confuse the thing, to keep you in the little place. Because, see, if the angels are more powerful than you, they run you. But when you realize, just like Naaman, when you realize how easy this thing really is, you giggle and laugh and you don't say anything. Bob recycles lots of people because the ones that get it don't have to get God. See, it's all a good. He's one at a time in it. One at a time. And there's never a big line at the leading edge of creation, and that's okay. But the whole point of this position is that your world becomes better than it was. And if you can live with that till you get to perfection, then it's a good day. But if you don't worry. That was your choice in the first place. A good libertine gospel will put you in an early grave, happily so, won't it?
What was discussed the last 4 minutes, Susanna?
We were talking
about
there's
a quiz.
144,000 strands of DNA.
Oh, man,
That we'd be perfect, and Ion says that we are perfect. But and I asked if that was a case of allowing, and Ion says no, we were just too much in our mind. Ion, you mentioned that DNA works like the four winds blowing.
Like the snoring you're hearing.
Oh, that's snoring, eh?
Yes. It works like just like that. Sorry we added that for effect, Bob. We had to give those sound effects because, you know, this is an animated show. We could be the Garrison Keillor of non-physical. What do y'all think? Bob could do the sound effects. We get Karen to sing. She'd be great. She'd be good. We'd have great fun.
So I was going to say that in Revelations, Ion said that cavemen were the wind with 144,000 strands of double helix DNA. And I thought that was interesting because that same week I heard that, somebody told me that there was several thousand-year-old body found of a man, a prehistoric man, and that they were so surprised that they found that body had perfect teeth.
Right.
But to me, it made sense then as far as, well, if they must have been perfect, because they weren't in their minds. They had no labyrinth of the mind. It's like what Bob said, that they didn't even recognize feet.
There's something odd here, Susanna. You may be doing great at work and being brilliant, but I think you're under some kind of stress. You actually sound a little off tonight, like not drunk, but like you wish you were sleeping.
He would like you to be. When you're a little tipsy, you seem to communicate a little easier.
Now, Bert should come in. Bert's an expert. Bert, don't you think Susanna seems to sound a little different tonight, like sort of tired?
I'm trying not
a little. Real quick.
Oh, you're trying not to wake up people, Susanna.
Yes.
Well, how do you never had anybody stay over? Is this part of your new active life, Susanna? You got other people that stay at your place? How
do you enjoy us? Would you like us?
Did you go home for Thanksgiving or something?
We can wake them up. You want
Thanksgiving's next week. You went home the wrong weekend.
Actually, what happened is a funny story. Last time I was talking, my brother was
visiting, and he's visiting again, but I woke him up, and he banged on the wall because he got upset that I woke him up.
Jesus, and he's visiting. You need to quote Matt Damon in Good Shepherd.
You
all people are just visitors. I own this apartment. You tell him that.
Do you have a gun?
No, I don't have a gun.
And next time that happens, he taps on the wall. Shoot hell through the wall. He won't tap on it no more. You don't have to shoot him. Just shoot through the wall. Bam! That'll be it.
It was a huge debacle because then I woke him up and he banged on the door. And then 2 hours later, I was still on the phone. And then my dog had to go outside and she started barking. I thought, oh, she's going to bark. Uh-oh. She's going to wake up again, everybody. And so I went to let her out, and I forgot the alarm was on, and I opened the door, and the alarm goes on. So I woke up.
Here's the thing. What part of fuck you do they not understand?
It would have been a lot easier.
You know, get out. Here's what's going to go on here. I'm engaged. I'm doing my thing, okay? And if you like that, good.
I'm fucking non-physical.
Me,
I'm sleeping over with non-physical.
There's extensions. There's things to do. But this is what I'm doing right now. And although it's never my desire in 10,000 heavens to ever disturb you, if you choose to be disturbed, it won't have any regard to me because I'm doing what I'm doing. And I hope you sleep well. You know, although you can, if you get enough gabapentin, you can get enough gabapentin, they'll sleep anyway. We can do that, too. You'd rather? I got Canada lauded and get
oh
them right,
goodness.
Too.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Well, that was right.
Did you want us to wake them up?
Yeah, we did.
Did you want us to wake them up?
I got to mute everybody. We got to start over again. We're going to do Bert. Okay, Bert. You always step right to the head of the line as soon as you show up. What's your question for Ion?
Ion, are there going to be two different forms of grounding?
There won't be two different forms. There's already two different forms. There'll be one kinetic grounding and one what I'll call vascular grounding.
Is the vascular grounding related to what you told me last week, that chi is going to become the mystery ground?
How very observant. Hey, Bob, unlike you, he's actually able to connect the dots.
Well, that's why I fucking bring him in here. Give him he'll bring to the line. At least I know who's got talent.
Dude, it's amazing. It's good. It's good.
I just sucking up to him, Ion. He's the only guy left in the Black Caucus. It's just me and him, and I ain't doing nothing about it, so I got to build him up. And just for everybody's peace of mind, what's her name? Eben is not mad or anything. She's so fucking lost in the Emerald Tablet that she hasn't got time to listen to us. Though she does work on Saturday night, she might get 15 minutes, and if she ever calls in, she goes right to the head of the line. But she'd love to be here, but she has to do some work in the car all the time, and she's playing the Emerald Tablet. So she specializes in a certain part of Iondom. That's why she's not here.
Don't argue for people's limitations. She's here if she wants to be here. She can be here now.
Ion, is Eben trying to find the tricks, like you mentioned last week, in the Emerald Tablet, some people get lost? Is that what Eben's falling into, or she's really following?
We didn't say.
That's none of your business, Bert. What the fuck are you trying to do, man?
She's the Black Caucus.
Just because she's a member of the
Black
Caucus doesn't mean
you're okay. That's okay. Bob will fix the start when he brings you in. He'll begin the conversation with, "Hi, Bert, what's up, my nigga?" And then
that's right, Bert. I like that, Bert. That's going to be my second signal. Second single. Yeah. What's up, my nigga, Bert?
What's up, my nigga? That's how we start off. That'd be great.
This vascular ground, is it related to interloping?
Apply interloping. We know 8 different types of interloping. Which do you require?
Well, last week you told me the interloping is frequency and vibration.
Correct. And then you have different strains from that when you're talking about from a ground. See, it's not a mystery if you grounded it, is it?
No. Okay, so then there's a different definition to mystery ground, because if it's a mystery, it's not
wrong way. Divided into two, each have 4. divided into each have four. You have two different positions and the type of grounding you're interested in. Each of those have four. And that definition that we gave applies, but it's a contrasting one from itch to scratch. You're trying to find out the application of the practical ground. We could call it a visceral ground, too, but that'd be wrong, just like your definition. But if it gets you through the night, that's okay with us, so you can do better. It'll be obfuscated soon. Bob will undo it anyway, so it makes no ever mind, really.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, he bought that one. Look at that. You see that? He bought it.
I am the boron that you mentioned last week. Is this
only if Dr. Dean will play? Only if Dr. Dean plays.
Bert, that's classified, Bert. You gotta watch
right.
That.
No, it's okay. We can talk about it, but it takes Dr. Dean to open that key.
Okay, Dr. Dean, get your ass in here. Get your black ass in here. Your brother wants some help.
Now that you have Dr. Dean, she is the keyhole. So now you can get your answer to your question. Because she's driving.
Oh, yeah, that's the keyhole in that summary, that 12-part summary we did a couple weeks ago. Remember that? The keyhole in the wall and the figurine on the mantelpiece.
Yep.
Keyhole, H-O-L-D, Bob. You need to get every syllable. Bob, it's important that you get every syllable because you should get every syllable because each one means something. So it's very key that you get every one. So we have to stop if you don't get every syllable, so we should make sure you do this time as well, also.
Okay,
key
great.
Hold, H-O-L-D, hold.
Bert, you go ahead and ask questions.
The boron ion mentioned last week, is it a recently created allotrope? I mean, something that they are creating right now?
No. And we don't know who they is, and we don't know what you mean by allotrope.
They
we don't know how it applies.
Allotrope is just a different structural modification of an element. So the boron that you mentioned last week, is it something recently created?
No, it's not a trifluoride either.
Well, basically my question is boron the cause of chi becoming a misty ground?
No, it's how you know it.
How I know it.
Mm-hmm.
How you know the mystery ground, so it's not a mystery.
You have to look at boron. Is it metal or is it not?
Well, it's not a metal. It's the second
hardest. But it's also, I know, but it's right on that fine line.
It's on the fine line between being second only to carbon?
It's semi-metallic.
So it can relate to the cause of chi becoming the Mr. Ground then?
No, but it's how you'll know it.
By eating it, right, Carol?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what Bert's trying to get at, but going back to the basics, I first learned about boron because of boric acid.
H3BO3 with potassium.
All right, so it can be in this acidic form, then it can be a metallic type of, you know, the boron form. So people think they're two different things, but when you look up even in my dear Wikipedia.
Yay, we love Wikipedia.
Yeah, I understand. I love it because somehow they found out that I actually donated to Wiki.
But it was funny that we found out it was $100,000 and we thought that was extreme. You know?
But Bob doesn't even know. You don't know anything about money. Why do you even care?
You donated to Wiki.
To Wiki, right?
I knew that. That's
well, okay.
Doing what? What's I doing about it?
He said earlier this evening something about it, that Dr. Dean loves Wikipedia. Mm-hmm.
And you donate money to it?
I did, Bob. Behind your back.
Tax deduction?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
So in Wiki... under
why don't you just donate the money to the government? That would be the best tax deduction of all.
Oh, I do enough of that. So
yes,
under... boric acid, I think it's boric acid I looked at. Yeah, Borecast, they have a section called nuclear power. Now, listen to this, Bert. It says boric acid is used in nuclear power plants as a neutron poison to slow down the rate at which fission is occurring. So, ion is what we are doing with boron, as it is in our relight, working to help RNA drops process radiation.
If you're talking about from tourmaline, yes. If you're talking about from kernite, no.
Mm. So what we do there, since we don't have a clue what ion is saying, is
we can do that. Tourmaline is
NA2. It's a crystalline boron silicate mineral.
Yeah. Yeah, Na2B4O5OH, parentheses 4, 8H2O, close parentheses. Then the kernite is reciprocally Na2B4O5, parentheses OH4, 0.2H2O, close parentheses. It's a little bit different.
You're saying the tourmaline will give us some assistance with processing radiation compared to the carnite.
From hydrogen, yes.
Now, that takes us completely away from what we're asking about, though, because,
of course,
you know, our, we're not working with, like, tourmaline is aluminum, iron, magnesium, sodium, lithium, and potassium. We're not working with all that, so it's kind of a moot point, correct?
Or gallium, or indium, or thallium.
Stop showing off. What do you mean?
Oh, no, like those two. They're on the silicone side. What you're saying, Dr. Dean, is it's a split, as this is found in, among elements, is it's right in the in-between place of metal, non-metal. It's that fine line, if you were going to introduce heavy metals into a perfect body, that'd be the way that it would be absorbed. Because in a non-metal, it would attract a metallic position since it's all so close to metal already anyway, yes?
Correct, yeah, right.
So therefore, so, that introduced in the at the cellular level, in the syntax that we're laying out here, it would allow the body to gobble up any and all metals that were prescribed in let's take a mercury. I know you're so fond of mercury in the meat sack body. It would basically identify that as not boron and would gobble it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're saying is boron is acting to help usher heavy metals out of the body.
Yep. Ion sedation.
Ion sedation. Not oxidation, ion sedation.
No.
Remember when we talked with Brian at the beginning of the lack of division between the animate and inanimate?
Right.
He said that the line between heavy metal and some other kind of metal blurred.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? What were the heavy metals and
non-metal? Boron.
There's split between metal and non-metal.
Mm.
A non-metal attracts the metallic. So introducing boron at the cellular level allows the body to gobble up metals.
But not Santana, just Metallica, Bob.
Okay, well, that's good. So we'll work some more with boron then.
Okay, now he's got another question. He's got another question right on his line.
Wait a minute. What about the fireside chat with me that was scheduled? When is that going to happen?
This isn't a fireside chat. This is the Bert hour, so you have to wait.
Bert.
The Bert hour.
Okay, so look.
This is Bert. This is Bert. We're going to call Bert.
Oh, okay. So Bart is asking about the mystery ground. So then can we say this mystery ground is these heavy metals that our boron is working with?
If you can boil hydrochloric acid?
Sure you can.
Then yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, hydrochloric acid is very much used to break down minerals.
Yay, ripping.
Let's see, Kim.
The
acid, whatever he said, hydrochloric, whatever it was, is the ground, the mystery ground in that ratio. If you can boil, see, it's a factor there. It's a temporary little mystery ground. Then that other thing can be done.
Yeah, and definitely, I know hydrochloric acid is used in that sense. But, I mean, Bert Bark doesn't have to accept that. So you go ahead and ask your next question.
What about boron citrate? Now, not the chelation with the aspartate. I don't know all that, just the regular citrate.
Well, it would be more boron chloride if you're talking hydrochloric acid, but I don't even
know. Well, maybe, but we're asking it also, not instead of.
Yeah, because boron probably can't just exist on its own. It has to be in some compound form.
Yay! That's why she's the sharpest machete in the shed.
No, I'm screaming so much at people these days, you wouldn't even know me.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm getting this mortgage on a little property, and I'm just doing it myself without Bob. So one of the questions from the mortgage brokers and underwriters who siphon everything into Homeland Security, I'm sure, is why my husband isn't on the title. Can you imagine? Oh, boy.
My husband, he listens to non-physical, and he won't let him do a mortgage.
Yeah, that came up tonight. Exactly. Bob wouldn't have anything to do with that shit.
That's right. If I'm buying the house, I want to own it. If you're buying the house, you should own it. I'm not going to loan you money to borrow. Why don't you loan the money to yourself? It would be easier. Much more calming.
Now,
so,
what is it about boron citrate that you'd like to know? Mm-hmm.
Well, we know it. We're just saying the BC6H507 boron citrate as compared
to?
Well, we didn't say. We were leading you into the conversation.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing it here. It is a dietary supplement, for Pete's sake, a boron citrate. So it's known as that.
Remember germanium? Remember we talked about germanium forever?
Uh-huh. Right.
It kind of compares.
Okay.
Way back yonder in the Chattahoochee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me not overtake Bert's session here.
We adore when you overtake things, though, really. We actually get places there. But let's do it both ends. It doesn't have to be either or. Come on, bark.
Okay. With what you just described with boron being in the fine line, will boron increase the switchgear potential in the meat sack?
Boron foil will.
Boron foil?
Boron made into a thin aluminum-like foil?
A B foil.
I don't know what a B foil is. A boron nitride is, there's a film grown into a boron foil, so it does exist in the industry. Yeah, so you're saying that in a switchgear, you'd have to have it in a form that would fit into the mechanism in some way. It's a boron is a non-metallic element which occurs, as Bert said, in several allotropes. It's rarely found in nature, normally occurring as borates or orthoboric acid. The abundance of boron in the Earth's crust is 10 parts per million, which is very low. Like, you look at our REMAG, it's 60,000 parts per million. So the principal ore is borax, and that's what people know as like a cleaning agent, or it's also boric acid.
Soap powders.
Right, and you can use it as a vaginal douche. It treats yeast and infections. Amorphous boron is a more common allotrope and exists as a dark powder, which is unreactive towards water, oxygen, acids, and alkalis. So if it's unreactive to those, then
that implies it's reactive to hydrogen, right, Ion?
Yes, exactly.
Right. Boron
it also changes the electron configuration.
Right, yeah, because here it says, as we mentioned earlier, boron finds importance within nuclear reactors due to its neutron absorbing capabilities. Boron steel being used as control rod material. Boron compounds used for a number of applications, including the manufacture of certain grades of glass and detergents. I love it.
It's a cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Back to you, Bert.
Ion, is boron the space dust mentioned in the Emerald Tablets?
No. It's space ghost, coast to coast.
No reason why I asked is that one of your other mentions of boron, you said it's cosmic ray spatulation. It comes from meteorites.
It does. Not natural to this world.
Are there multiple layers to the pericardium?
Yes, of course. But Dr. Dean can berate you over that.
Okay.
Bert, Black Caucus has a media concern. One of our main mentors is having a bit of a problem. Is Bill Cosby suffering from boron overload? Why is he being smeared right now, Ion?
The reason he's being smeared specifically is because he didn't play by their rules, and he wasn't going to bite. Okay, boys have a penis, and girls have a vagina. And over his long years, he has used his many ways. So only now, when he's a withered-up, dried-up old fart, do they want to talk about how prolific he is, and he is getting jiggy, okay? He's also had some pretty bad flatulence. I just want to go ahead and set the record straight. He's had some pretty bad flatulence over the years that probably has to be addressed, too. Sooner or later, we'll get around to that, too. But he wouldn't play right. He wouldn't play right. So, therefore, he gets like all of Bob's hierarchy,
friends.
Gets drugged through the mud.
Yeah, he was a good friend of Dick Gregory. You know, you hang out with Dick Gregory, you'll end up with Dobbstown, and you'll end up being smeared. It happened to Dr. Dean years ago.
What happened to Vern, too?
Vern Christensen, Cosmic Awareness?
Yeah.
Poor Vern, Dave Wurster's lover. That was sad. Vern checked out in January 98, exactly 50 years to the day that he met Dave Wurster in 49 or 48, something like that.
Wow.
Side comment. Back to you, Bert. Black Hawk is a little concerned about Bill, but I think Bill can take it.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Ion, are the RNA drops affecting the kidney functions?
They're ceasing it.
Changing the body so the kidney function diminishes?
You don't have to filter perfect shit.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Bob, you're acting like it's brand new. We've talked about renal function since itch.
Yeah, but I don't know what that is. That's not my field. Come on.
So are the RNA drops affecting all of the organs, changing all the functions?
Everything except for the TT. Dr. Dean is so partial.
Oh, you leave the TT out of this. You just take that off the table.
Counts, don't small breath.
I don't know.
No.
And it just offends me. I've never studied ET, and
fucking
I don't want to know
you
anything
asshole,
about
I get my bride all worked up again. Jesus. It's tough living here.
So, yeah, everything would be affected except the TT. Sorry.
Hey, Bert, there's an important point here. You'll go back when you hear the show. Many hours ago, we talked about the photograph and how it froze the image of the body.
Cryogenics is what you're trying
Cryogenics.
To say.
Cryogenics. Yeah, that's Roxanna's first question way back. Roxanna has to leave early for other matters, so she...
We had to come here to get that other ridiculous Melba Toast-speaking people about McLuhan bullshit on the road.
Oh, yeah, Brian Taylor. So
we love him. We just can't stand his topical and interjections.
So, Bert, this idea of the chemistry changing the body function, that's the photograph of our bodies. That's the frozen image that the photograph created 100 years ago. That is going to melt away. just like the photograph does in Finnegan's its wake. So this is what you're seeing, the diminishing of the photograph. This resonates what we just did now with 9 hours ago.
No more night.
Yeah, no more night, Bert. You know that? As we move into the ascended continent, it won't be any night.
How'd you do on the quiz, Bart?
It's a good question.
We take great pains to send a ton of music to the show, and we said there's a quiz, and we did the quiz last week, and we want to know how you did.
Well, Bill, he wasn't here. Bert wasn't here, I don't think.
Does that obfuscate him from participation now?
Did you hear the quiz in the archives,
okay.
Bert?
You mean last week? You mean the songs that were given?
Yeah.
Yes. I heard the songs, and I listened to the first five.
And there's no quiz. I never got to the quiz.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, but you haven't done it yet.
The quiz hasn't posted, Bob. We're trying to get results.
Oh, okay. We don't know what the question is then.
Yeah, that's.
It's in the songs. Did you not hear the song?
Yeah.
No, I just played them. I didn't listen to them.
Well.
I don't like Bill Gaither. Bill Gaither doesn't come across very effectively for me.
Well, you don't.
Can't
you
hear
need him.
Him
to.
It's not like Beefheart. I can hear Beefheart, Harry and Irene, you know, that stuff. I can hear it. I can't hear Bill. Let that cold fuse vibrate.
I got to let something for you.
Yay, November 22nd. Look at that. There it is, Bert. There's the boron.
Yeah. Bumblebee.
Ion plays cold.
Coldplay the band.
Maybe we'll just unmute everybody so they can all ooh and ah too. So, what do you think of that? The Coldplay thing I'm talking over.
Wow.
Can you do it a little more, Ion?
I'm at the water.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. The old white stone. It's white stone.
Water everywhere, not a drop to drink.
They're teasing us again.
Burn, living water.
Motherfucker, let the motherfucker burn.
Oh, my God.
That water spewing up billions of gallons. Where is it going?
Into the mountain.
Taylor Swift, that's her.
That's the new rage of the day. Because the haters going to hate, Bob. And the skater's going to skate, Bob.
In the Marriage Supper of the Lamb, when they talk about her being arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, does that have anything to do with the boron?
It can. Depends on the positioning of the lampstands, obviously.
The River Jordan, does it represent something inside of the body?
No.
It has nothing to do with the body of the River Jordan.
It would have something to do with the body as it applies, as you apply the body to the River Jordan.
The body. So inside the body.
You asked, does the River Jordan have anything to do with the meat sack body? We said no.
Yeah.
We said, does it apply to the body? And you said, if you get in the River Jordan, it would. But it doesn't have anything to do with the body until you do.
Then it'll be on your body.
There you go.
Remember when you played the song about Jesus being baptized by John? In Matthew, it's not that way. He's not baptized by John. He's baptized of John. Is there a significant difference?
Yep. Yep.
So if he's baptized of John, what's the significant difference between... Because obviously John would represent something completely different in that aspect.
Remember those parts of...
Ryan's outside, right? He's outside to clean up the water mess he made.
No. He's got a batch of sodium sulfite that he's cooking off, and he's trying to make sure it's not blowing up.
That's good. He's
got sodium sulfite to blow up the world.
Preposition implies location.
This is how we usually do our sessions. I was out there in the wilderness fighting off JW. JW's determined to do something else with the stuff.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to ask about why the Keystone Pipeline's not going through?
I am. Why is the Keystone Pipeline not going through?
We are sure it's not going through.
Because of coal plant?
Let me just tell people what it is, because I didn't know. It's an oil pipeline system in Canada, in the United States, running from Western Canada, sedimentary basin in Alberta, Canada, to refineries in Illinois and Texas, and also to oil tank farms and oil pipeline distribution center in Cushing, Oklahoma.
There goes Ed's job, Ed and Wendy. They ain't moving to the States now.
Wendy?
Yeah, Wendy and Ed. I think my theory is they were going to go to the States. Maybe it was because of this pipeline. Mm.
So the Keystone cops got in the way.
Ta-da.
Capstone cops, Carolyn. New Capstone, not Keystone.
Don't go talking shit again, Bob.
There's a fine line between shit and shit, man, now in the end times.
I guess. We got copper hangers. We got all kinds of hangers.
Is the gasoline prices going down?
What's it to you? It should not be a concern to you at all. Stick to things that matter. I know, but
you,
I mean, that's not important. That's a barber question.
I'm trying to ask the question.
That's worry talk. That's worry stuff. We don't worry, Suzanne.
No, I mean, is that
part
of the reason?
You're not qualified to get an answer. The reason gas is going down. Okay, we're trying to tell you something, so whatever you want to do, come on with us. The reason the price of gas is going down is because nobody's using it.
They're using their coal play.
Supply and demand. It's supply and demand. It's always been supply and demand. That's not new. That's old. And so they're not using it, so then they flood in the market with it. And so it gets lesser. That's what happened with the the Chaldees, too.
Could I make a comment on the marriage supper of the Lamb?
Yeah.
I want to do something I probably have never done. I want to thank Ryan from the bottom of my heart for getting me there and getting that monkey off my back.
Well, how did Ryan do that? He generally puts monkeys on backs. What did he do to you?
He got me where I've been trying to get to for 30 years.
How did he do it?
We just kept rubbing it until he rubbed it out, Bob. It was easy.
Exactly. I've had a 2-week orgasm. At least 2 weeks I've been having an orgasm. He got me in bliss. I've figured it out, and I'm good now. I'm good to go.
Well, we want you good at it.
I just can't thank you enough, Ian, really.
Well, you should thank me. I'm the one who brought fucking Ion 4. Thank me, fuck
okay,
Kyle.
I got a song request, Bob.
Well, good fucking luck. I don't have any.
What's your song request, Kyle?
It's from a group called Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R, The People. And it's very fitting for us.
Foster the
Coming
people.
Of age? Foster the people
is an acronym. It's Foster the People is what the name of the group is.
Wow, Kyle, I figured after that monkey business, I figured you was going to request Skid Row, monkey business.
Oh, yeah, Skid Row, yeah. That's one of Metallica's hits, wasn't it?
No, it was Skid Row did monkey business. Anybody figure out that song, Swing Down Chariot, where old Ezekiel was watching the angel fix the chariot wheel?
Oh, yeah.
No, Brian.
He wasn't so particular about the chariot wheel.
Right. The only thing Ezekiel wanted, he wanted to know what the chariot feels.
Right.
Yeah.
What does the chariot feel? Well, then why don't you swing down chariot and let me ride? That's the conversation. Swing down chariot, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Calm and easy. I got a home on the other side.
This is like Billy Squire.
Say, Bob won't play it. Let's see if we can get us something going on here for y'all. Oh, Lord, y'all worry me.
Sounds like he's in the back 40 in the barn doing
something. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what it's like,
Somebody's got to work around this godforsaken place.
I was out in the barn working his butt off.
No, he's making water.
He's making the water. JW told me, kind of made it official. He said, you know, Bob, Ion won't have anything to do with me anymore. It's out of my hands. Ion's taken off. So the hologram is disconnected from JW. It's on its own now.
Ion, would you like to go to 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18?
King James Version. Go ahead.
Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. This has to do with the marriage supper of the Lamb also.
Yes, it does.
This is the elect.
No.
Yeah, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
He's talking to Elijah, and Elijah's complaining. And he's saying, I always have 7,000 people on earth that are dedicated to me. So what do you say about that, the elect?
The elect are those who are becoming. That 7,000 is a representation of the whole that are not. That's a representation. You have to read all of Kings and all of Chronicles for the order for this to apply. You haven't even touched Chronicles. So what about that applies to the whole word? The whole word's not included in what you're speaking about. They have told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. We like that part of 1 Kings chapter 19 better than what you read.
Well, that's what Elijah did. He outdid the priest of Baal.
And the angel of the Lord came again, second time, and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold,
the mountain,
the Lord
with
passed
the cold plate.
By, and the great and strong wind rent the mountain. And break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And
hey,
after
what number
the earthquake
is that?
Was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire.
Verse
and
10,
after the fire, there was a still small voice. And
12.
It was so, when Elijah heard it, he wrapped
12.
His face in the mantle. And went out and stood in entering in the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, that they seek my life and take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. Remember the Damascus road, Bob? And when thou
yes.
comest, anoint Hazael the king over Syria. Hazael is the king that river was named for.
That is Kings 12:10 or 10:12 or what?
To Job. Just go to 1 Kings chapter 19 and dig. You'll read 10,000 goddamn pages over William Irwin Thompson, but you won't understand
the
paper that we left.
Yeah, right.
You'll the world.
Let it have it.
You'll go to the manuscript. You'll go to little cars that were tucked into Ezra Pound that nobody ever read. It's the last thing that Ezra Pound ever thought might get said in the car that because Ezra Pound, while writing the work that they were reading, was reading and doing a documentary on another work than the very work that was not going to get read if you're not going to get read, but would not get read of Ezra Pound. So he'll comb the centuries looking for one little stray fish. Well, that's a very modified, wonderful sentence. Synesthesia. It's a representation of the passage quadrant. We're sure that edifies. And then we give one, what Bible? Which testament? First Kings. Where would I find that? It's right around Kings and Chronicles.
Anyway, Ian, is it possible that the people that are taking the drops are now the chosen?
Many are called, few are chosen. If
well, that's
called,
what I was
trying
you should be.
Kyle, you want Revelations chapter 23. It goes into the elect one.
Yeah, but this is the origin of it right here.
No, the Garden of Eden is, I mean, I wouldn't say there. No, Kyle, it's too special. You got to go to the dust in Genesis.
You got to go all the way back to Papa Justify, really.
So is this a Gollum story?
It's all a put-on, Sarah. Just relax.
No, I'm talking directly to Ian. Like 19 and 20 through 21 of First Kings, Elisha and Elijah. Can I understand this better if I think about a golem? Is that a duplicate of Elijah?
No, it's not a duplicate. No.
But he throws his cloak around him, and that doesn't
right.
mean that he lets him wear his body suit then. No.
No.
It's like
right.
literally
right.
his cloak.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's like when they ride a horse, they don't become the horse. They don't fuck the horse. The horse doesn't fuck them. They describe the horse. And if they make someone a godly
scripture,
seed, they weren't
scripture.
Fucking God. They weren't fucking God. It was a godly seed that they were on. No, really. It was like that. And when he was a stranger, said he was a stranger and he took him in, he wasn't talking about homosexuality.
This is where Ion turns out church.
In the first androgynous zone that'll ever get stretched in the Old Testament, we'll guarantee you that.
Most of you didn't get that one. That was under your bonehead, that one.
One over against the other 7 days. And so it was that in the seventh day the battle was joined. And the children of Israel slew the Syrians 100,000 footmen in one day.
All this stuff is what's coming, you know, like we're walking backwards through the Bible and we're heading back there. And these battles will be fought by yours truly, by myself, right there on wrestling or something, Saturday afternoon. I'll wipe all those fuckers out.
No. It's Gordon Solie in the World Wrestling Federation. Bob celebrating Mary fucking Crema. And he found another man and said, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him so that in the smiting he wounded. So the prophet departed and waited for the king to wait and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king and he said, Thy servant went out of the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, Keep this man, if by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. 20:39.
First Kings?
Yep.
We normally don't replace shit like that, but we have make exception for our Bob. Okay, now come on now. You're wasting your window of opportunity. Let's keep going here.
Yeah.
We have some things to do.
And didn't Elijah get taken up in a cloud after he anointed Elisha?
Yes. I wish the same for a lot of you.
Supposedly him and Enoch were the only two ever that happened to.
Well, our buddy, Enoch.
Those two never died.
There were some others. There was some Methuselah. They didn't really die.
Ion, is the new pi significant in the physical formation of the 144,000 double helixes?
No. It's significant in how you gauge aperture in sine and cosine waves in triangulation. Mm. It changes one cycle, 3.141595. Stop saying instead of the 3.141592654. We've done that to a couple hundred levels already. Nobody really gives a fuck. But anyhow, those numbers, it changes the way a cycle of a tube of a wavelength, of wave pattern, it changes how those count. So it changes basic gradient and how you calculate frequency. They just did away with television, what you call analog television,
uh-huh.
and they went to digital because of this change in pi. They're getting more prepared than you.
Yeah, the military took over the analog. Bert, do you have a question?
Took it over, but the military didn't take it over.
Ion, you mentioned last week about people transitioning to the middle ground. Is there an atmosphere in the middle ground?
Yes.
Are the people in the middle ground able to interact with each other?
Yes. Fuck like banshees.
Shangri-La.
Yeah. They tear it up on the weeknights.
Yeah, fuck like banshees in the middle ground. You're going to see a lot of suicides this week.
That's right. They're going to take us literally and start blowing their own brains out instead of shooting each other. And in Ferguson, what will happen, the word will get out and it will start going on. Then everybody will be a mass chaos, and instead of people killing other people in the riots, they'll just start. The police will come up in the line of the National Guard, and the governor will be there. Everybody turns and says, stop right there. And they'll all turn and start shooting themselves in the head. So instead of the police shooting, they shoot themselves. I'm going to the middle ground where I'm said I can fuck all week. Fuck y'all. I'm out of here. Bunch of bitches. You think
I'm going to the middle ground.
I won't do, though. So, yeah. Get what you do. Just keep your damn Social Security. I don't need it. Your damn welfare. I got a mortgage.
Ion, does Emmertab 6 reference the explanation of the I-cell effect on emotions?
The realms, not the motions, the realms.
Yes, definition of the realm. That's an important definition, Bert. You should check that out.
Yes.
Well, he acts like he talks like he knows what he's talking about, though, doesn't he, Bob?
It's a good act.
Okay. Now, Bart, tell us something else that you don't know that you think you know.
The realms.
La 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 la. La la la.
I'll have to go back and listen to the realms.
Okay. No, just ask.
Is there a difference between a realm and an environment?
Yes. An environment, what you enjoy in a proper realm.
So is a realm an unenvironment, Ion?
You don't even know what that means. Why should we?
Oh, yes, I do. Want me to prove it?
Oh, tell us. Yes.
Kings,
delight
First Kings,
your prowess.
First Kings 4 to 8.
So which chapter?
Chapter 19. 4 to 8.
You had to put that, you filed it in the B-Fart collection, didn't you?
Yeah, that went into the LaRouche quadrant.
Right under Moon Unit.
Just try and translate 1 Kings 19, 4 to 8, and then you'll see that I do know what an unenvironment is.
Oh, my gosh. An empty stomach?
It's the fact that we're in the hexadic and you have no distinctions. It's not even an environment.
is a realm of self-defined environment.
Listen to what your words are. What is a self-defined environment? How would you
define it? Self-defined, meaning that I can define my realm.
That's ridiculous. If you can define your realm, you shouldn't use that as the definition of what you're trying to define.
Okay.
And then think about that for just a second now. Now, don't be too clever by half. That's not clever at all. Let's go slow.
All right.
You have a query. The topic or nature of your query would consist of which noun?
Realm.
Okay. So let's give it a V. That would be an adjective, wouldn't it? Describing which realm? The realm, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the realm, now, there's a predicate, or even if not a predicate, we can go even simpler. There's an action. Is this verb going to be an action verb? What type of verb did you have in mind for this question?
Action verb.
An action verb, okay. So the realm, and now do you have the action verb ready? Now, do you have anything adverbial you want to add before or any clauses that would be parsed into this before we get into the action verb within the rest of the predicate? We're going to diagram this later, so just make sure you're careful.
Yeah. Are we structuring a sentence here?
We're trying desperately to get somewhere, Brian. Okay. What's the noun?
Realm.
The realm. Now, what's your action verb?
Created.
The realm created. You have a predicate to go the rest of it?
No. Change the verb.
Okay, what type of verb would you like?
Action.
Okay, that's the same action verb, so you need a new action verb. So, the realm, what's your action verb?
Hold on.
Okay, we're good. We're also good at it. Hey, everybody, he's our grammarian.
No, I'm not a grammarian. I'm not even. Okay, just change it.
Got it. The realm, change it. Okay, the realm, change it to what?
Can a realm change to an environment?
No. A realm can be enhanced by an environment.
Okay, can an environment inhabit a realm?
It does. It only does. Otherwise, you wouldn't know you have it. You'd have nothing to gauge your environment to know that you were experiencing it. It's kind of like orgasm. If you didn't have contrast, you wouldn't hit it. Or if you did hit it without it, you would think of it as normal. See what I mean? Yawn.
Realm.
Realm. Realm. Realm.
Like a battery.
Hey, Carl, are you listening
battery
to
part.
All the archives?
Most of them.
Okay, well, there was a lot of good stuff many hours ago. You want to make sure you hear it.
All right.
Yeah, was that, well, that Ezra Pound bullshit. Don't get fooled by that crap. All that crazy hour worth of conversation for one damn sentence that was mediocologically sound.
Was it this sentence here?
Oh, Lord, he's going to do it again. I guess we thought of that, though, didn't we?
The sentence is, in this process of change, people's ability to act is liberated in the new levels of awareness of how to communicate that arise from the interplay between order and disorder.
And that was written by Ezra Pound on someone else's damn work.
No, that's written by Don Thiel.
On someone
Don
else's
Thiel.
Damn work.
Not necessarily. Depends on your perspective, where you came from. Whether you're with Northrop Frye
or environment. So Northrop Frye, that's an environment, not a realm. There's your definition.
There you have it, people. Back to you, Brian.
Ion, isn't a realm where we reign?
You may. You should. You want to.
And so
does an environment reign you? No, environment wouldn't.
No, our realm is enhanced by environments that we.
But not reined in.
Correct.
Good. But then some people live under a black cloud. Is that an environment or a realm?
That's an environment.
Good. And see how we're able to engage, Bob? See, these people aren't stupid. They get it. You just got to coax them a little bit. You got to goad them into it, and they'll take it. It's like a duck to water. It's all good. We like it.